you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Welcome to Stuff You Missed in History Class, a production of iHeartRadio. Hello and happy Friday. I'm Tracy B. Wilson.
And I'm Holly Fry.
This week we had our unearthed episodes for the first 3 months of 2022. It is always an adventure going through these. And this adventure, this time, has been informed by another podcast. That podcast is called Sapiens, a podcast for everything human. And this season of the Sapiens podcast is specifically about how Black and Indigenous people are changing the field of archaeology, which is something that I have been trying to be more mindful of while working on these episodes.
Yeah.
As of when we are recording this, I think there are 6 episodes out in the season. I'm not sure how many there will be altogether. Some of the stuff that they've talked about is stuff that I have thought about before and have tried to incorporate into the podcast, like the kind of language that we talk about when we talk about the things that are done at archaeological sites. Like, something that has already been on my radar is making sure that when we're talking about something related to an Indigenous culture, we're not using different language with loaded connotations that we wouldn't use something that makes that would make what we're talking about seem somehow less or inferior. But then there's also layers that I have never thought about at all. Like, in the first episode, they talk about language, and one of the things that they talk about is describing the objects that are found in archaeological sites as belongings, because in a lot of the cultures that we're talking about, that's a person's belongings. It's not an artifact. It's not a relic. It is something that belonged to a person. And, you know, that person is an ancestor, not like a set of remains. And so it has given me a ton to think about. I highly recommend it to everyone. I'm sure there will still be times that we are doing stuff in Unearth and we talk about stuff that looking back on it, I'm like, oh, I might have handled that differently, or I might have described that differently. But it also, before even getting to this podcast, it has, these kinds of ideas have affected the sorts of work that I want to talk about. So, like, when we were talking about the community-led project to look at specifically genetic ancestry to indigenous people. Like all of that is so complicated for a lot of different indigenous communities. And the project that we were talking about, like it came from the community. The indigenous community was leading and guiding a lot of it. And like, that's the kind of work that I'm most interested in talking about when it comes to any indigenous community in North America, but then also communities anywhere that was colonized.
Yeah.
Like there's just a whole layer of, you know, like Europeans colonized this place and now European archaeologists are coming to do work without necessarily consulting with the people there. Like all of that, I would really much rather talk about work that like has that community's involvement and ideally is not just something that's like, hey, we're going to repatriate this stuff afterward. Like not like that, but like getting that community's involvement, being collaborative with that community from the beginning, not as like an afterthought. That's definitely shifted how, what kinds of projects and what kinds of excavations have been on the show over the last several installments of Unearthed.
Yeah. You also dovetailed on another podcast without realizing it, because as we record this, an episode of Criminalia has just come out where we talked about how many fairly recent pardons and apologies about witch hunts, witch trials, and executions have happened. Because our current season is about witchcraft and alchemy, and it's all so much of it is horrible, torture, awfulness.
But
we just did an episode where we talked about how many of the events that happened have been apologized for in recent times, as well as apologies that have happened throughout the year. So you accidentally, you know, Venn diagrammed us, which was great.
Yeah. I did not put that part about Scotland's apology in the updates, because I don't think we've actually ever talked about any of the witch trials in Scotland specifically. We have lots of episodes. Yeah, we have episodes about witch trials and witch hunts and witch hunters and things like that in other parts of the world, but I think not Scotland specifically. If we do, I missed it when I went looking to double check, have we ever talked about this specific thing?
I don't think so. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast from Ruby Studio in partnership with Intel. Explore the future of technology that's rapidly evolving our world today with the help of AI. There is still so much work and research needed to fully understand the power and potential of AI, and Intel is at the forefront of implementing AI in revolutionary technology that's changing the world we live in for the better. In each episode, Graham interviews the minds transforming medicine and healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more, while pioneering new uses for AI in these spaces. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Parrot Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
Another thing that you put in this edition of Unearthed made me laugh so hard in my soul.
Oh, what was it?
And I bet you would never predict what it was. It was the bit about the discovery of geese being domesticated in China much earlier than we thought. Because my first thought was, you can't domesticate a goose. And I say that because when I was a kid, we had a farm. We had geese. They're very smart and wonderful. But my mother, who was a character, fancied herself to be like some sort of animal whisperer.
Mm-hmm.
And we had this one goose named Judy, who was, to put it kindly, mean as hell. Like, she was just like, I was a little kid at this point, and Judy would see me and be like, I'm coming for you. And so, like, I thought she was terrifying, but my mom was convinced that she and Judy were BFFs. And she would, like, show Judy to people and be like, oh, this goose hates everyone, but it loves me. And there was one day where she had picked it up and was holding it under her arm. And initially, the goose, who was a very pretty little thing. She had this great little weird gray streak on her side. Like, she was otherwise like a you know, that off-white white goose color. Had this gray streak, so she's kind of distinctive. And my mom was petting her and talking about how docile and sweet she was with her. And then at one point, Judy had just had it and turned and essentially mauled my mother.
Oh, no!
And my mom had like this giant mark on her neck for like a month because it took a really long time to heal.
Oh,
but
no.
It just made me chuckle because the phrase domesticated goose isn't real in my world.
Yeah.
That's not to say someone's going to write us and say, I had a goose and it was very sweet. I'm sure they exist, but having had many geese growing up, they could be lovely at times, but you could not trust them.
Yeah, they have a reputation for being ornery.
Yes.
Like, I was on a walk the other day through the town where I live, and I saw a child who looked 5 or 6 years old just chasing some Canada geese around, and their parent was there doing nothing about this. And I was like, this is headed for disaster. Mm-hmm. I was expecting at any moment for one of these geese to be done, and it did not happen while I was there. But I was like, never in a million years would adult me get anywhere near into the faces of these geese as this child was doing.
No.
My own experience is that geese have more of a reputation for being sometimes hostile to the human beings around them, but chickens have more of a reputation for being hostile to each other.
Yes, 100%. We also had chickens, and like, that was, again, I have certainly seen videos online of very cute chickens being very sweet, but like, our chickens were not kind to one another. They had plenty of everything, and they lived in a big, like, outdoor space. We didn't have like a tiny, you know, it wasn't like they were competing for resources and it led them to that behavior. They were just territorial and mean, in my experience. I wouldn't even talk about our roosters, which like traumatized me as a kid. We had two of the meanest roosters I have ever encountered.
The most traumatic incident with an animal in terms of that animal's treatment of me that I ever had as a kid. We had some family friends that lived about as far in the country as we did. And I was walking down a path by their house, and they had this mean old tomcat. And mean old tomcat out of nowhere just clawed the back of my leg from like thigh to below my knee. And at that point, I knew I wanted a cat more than anything in the entire world, but I don't think I had managed to like will that into existence yet. But even that was not enough to
deter you,
deter me from the quest to get a cat. No. Which then I did.
Listen, I still love geese. But I know to keep my distance. I ran into a group of them when I was out walking a while back. There's a park that I was near, and I presumed they had come up from the pond in that park. And I was just like, hey, guys, I'm going to be super cool with you. I'm going to walk this way. And if you keep honking, but I'm going over here, it's totally fine. Like, I think they're adorable and funny, but like you, I would not get up in their faces for all of the money on earth.
Yeah. I was walking to a friend's house one time a while back, and my Google Maps directions had me sort of following this little path into a little wood and then crossing a bridge over a river. And I already was like, this looks like a place somebody would go to get murdered by that river.
By the geese.
But there was also just a field of geese between me and there. And I was like, I got to get my way through all these geese. There's no other way to get over this river besides this bridge.
You're going to change the song to Over the River and Through the Geese. And it will be like a survival song and less of a cute
survival
holiday
song.
Yeah. Again, geese, very cute. And they're so smart.
Yeah.
But they unpredictable in my experience.
Yeah. Yeah.
Judy. Literally, you could say to any of my siblings or me the word Judy and we will start cackling laughing at my mother thinking she had a special relationship with this goose that just embarrassed and mauled her all at once.
Oh, no.
She was fine. She wasn't like, you know, when I say she mauled her, she wasn't disfigured or anything, but her neck was, she had a big old goose egg on her neck for a long time. It got to the point where she had, in her final lunge, bit my mom and then would not let go.
Oh, no.
And, like, geese teeth are sharp. So that was Judy.
Yep.
Cannot be domesticated.
That, you're right. I never would have guessed that that was the one that made you laugh in your soul.
Deep in my soul, the darkness where I laugh at my mother and her goose handling ways.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I do recommend, I have not listened to the other seasons of the Sapiens podcast, but I do recommend season 4. Like I said, I've learned a lot from it and it's given me a lot to think about in the 6 episodes of it that I have listened to so far. And hope everybody has a good weekend lined up, whatever's on your plate. We will be back with a Saturday classic tomorrow. We'll be back Monday with a brand new episode. Hope everybody's doing well. Stuff You Missed in History Class is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
So, should we go electric?
I think we should go electrified with Toyota.
Electrified?
Electrified means options. Yes, we could go all electric with a Toyota bZ4X, but then there are hybrids like Grand Highlander, or we could do something in between like a RAV4 plug-in hybrid.
So, Toyota is electrified diversified?
Yep, and with more options for reducing carbon emissions, the closer we all get to Toyota's Beyond Zero vision for the future.
Exactly how much coffee have you had this morning?
Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.